Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
When anybody raises a question about this new CBO score, it is a fake score about a bill that doesn't exist. And we should really focus on the actual bill everybody's going to vote on and considering in Congress right now.
There have been some recent polls that show that quite a few Americans have some questions about the president's current mental fitness. So what's your response to that?
I think that's ridiculous.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity.
The new Sean Hannity Show.
More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 123.
And 136 days since your President Joe Biden said he'd never abandon Americans behind enemy lines. Now Jen Psaki is out there saying, we don't put trackers on people. How are we supposed to know? It's the tragedy of the treadmill. We don't put trackers on people. So that's your excuse for the people you abandoned, turned the page on in Afghanistan. It's so sickening, disgusting, and repulsive and nauseating to me. These are our fellow citizens, and they don't give a damn. It's unbelievable. Well, just when you thought you heard it all. Now, what have I been saying about this January 6th committee? I kept saying that once they got rid of Jim Banks and Jim Jordan, that the fix was in. This was a predetermined outcome. The report is already written in their minds. This is all an effort to once again have a witch hunt against Donald Trump. We already had an impeachment over this. You know, well, what are we going to find out new except that they're going to say, hey, Trump was really, 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 really bad this time. Oh, okay. Shocker. Led, of course, by Liz Cheney, who's got her own agenda. By the way, Liz Cheney knows she's not going to win in Wyoming re-election. I think she's got much bigger fish to fry and much grander ambitions. Liz Cheney thinks she's going to run for president in 2024. Liz Cheney, partnering with the Lincoln Project and other groups, will raise enough money in the hopes that they can, you know, get enough votes, bleed enough votes away from Donald Trump if he's the nominee. But the whole purpose of this now, once they kicked off Banks and once they kicked off Jordan, it was obvious, replacing them with Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, that this is a phony investigation. It is a predetermined outcome. It is a show trial. That's all it is. And going after Mark Meadows, this is how bad they got. Now, I was calling Adam Schiff the compromised, corrupt, congenital liar because he is. And he lied all about Trump-Russia collusion, and he still lies to this day about it. And even though the Washington Post even admitted that their reporting on the Steele dossier, they couldn't stand by it because it was never verifiable. It was all phony. It was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton. And then they used it without the dirty dossier, Russian dossier that Hillary paid for. There would be no FISA application. That means no ruining Carter Page's life, no spying on candidate Trump, transition team Trump, or President Trump. And they dragged this country through hell with lies, a hoax, conspiracy theories. The same media mob trying to attack me yesterday when I was wholly consistent in the text message that I had sent to Mark Meadows. I did say to Laura Ingraham, did you see at the end of the show last night, Linda, when I said, well, I still hold the record. There are way more of my text messages, private text messages released than yours.
It's so sad because it's true. I mean, it's insane.
It's true. Listen, it's not pleasant. And the worst part of it, I'm going to tell you the worst part, is it's now caused me to institute changes in my life where I don't have a phone half the time. The other half of the time, but somebody around me will have one. I don't have an email account. I don't have any access to my social media. And I have to be very, very careful and selective who I talk to. And then people that I'm friends with even, you know, can't get a hold of me. And then they think when they see me, they go, oh, you're a jackass. You're a snob. What happened to you? Your head's gotten too big and this and that. I'm like, no, it hasn't. My life's changed. And anyway, so it's a little frustrating that that's the way I have to live my life. And then some people don't even believe me. They think I'm full of crap and I'm not. But this is what now the committee, now they only have one opinion on this committee. And anyway, they've now been caught doctoring key evidence in a bid to implicate Donald Trump and his staff in wrongdoing. They had to admit yesterday that they changed the text message between former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Congressman Jim Jordan, excluding relevant context about how they wanted then Vice President Mike Pence to handle electoral votes. A spokesman said Wednesday that the graphics that the corrupt, compromised, congenital liar Adam Schiff put up Monday night at the hearing about newly obtained communications between Trump officials. By the way, they were obtained because Mark Meadows gave them to them, including my texts. By the way, maybe Liz Cheney, can we get all of the text messages, all of the emails, all of the phone records from every member of the Cheney family and release it publicly when they were kissing Donald Trump's ass to get a pardon for Scooter Libby? Did you make a call to Scooter Libby's office? I wonder how Scooter Libby feels about this. Because Dick Cheney couldn't get the pardon that he wanted when he was leaving office with George W. Bush, so he's begging Donald Trump. And I know the story behind this, but I'm not going to state it publicly yet. Anyway, so excluding relevant information, Adam Schiff shows this at this Monday night hearing and the communications. And the Select Committee on Monday created and provided Representative Schiff a graphic to use during the business meeting, quoting from a text message from a lawmaker, Jim Jordan, to Mark Meadows. The graphic read, on January 6, 2021, Vice President Pence, as President of the Senate, should call out all electoral votes that he believes are unconstitutional, as no electoral votes at all. In the graphic, the period at the end of the sentence was added inadvertently. The Select Committee is responsible for and regrets the error. The committee cut off half a sentence and paragraphs of further information, then added a period and changed the format so it appeared to be the whole message. And the full message was a short summary of a legal briefing that Jordan forwarded from a lawyer to Mark Meadows on January 5th, meaning that a lawmaker did not write the message at all. And it was a totally different meaning, but that shouldn't surprise anybody. Now, congressional Republicans, Jim Banks and Jim Jordan will be on this program today. But anyway, they could hold their own hearings on the Democrats' 2020 summer of riots, and they need to have their own committee looking into January 6th. I even said on January 6th and 7th that, in fact, that we need to get a, you know, how is it that this happened? How is it Donald Trump requested, and again, let me put context to this. We go through 574 riots in the summer of 2020. We have dozens of dead people, thousands of injured cops, billions of dollars in property damage. We have more public buildings attacked, police precincts burned to the ground, you know, attempted arson at other precincts and other government buildings. Democrats ignored the summer of 2020 riots because then they would have to go against their hardcore left-wing base that was involved in leading a lot of the riots. So they kept their mouths shut. The media mob, actually, while cities were burning behind reporters, they're out there telling us it's mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful? It's unbelievable. Anyway, so it's pretty sickening. So Republicans ought to have, we need two things. One would be their own committee looking into January 6th, because that committee would then have to examine how is it that Donald Trump, Mark Meadows, the Capitol Police Chief, made numerous requests of Nancy Pelosi, who has the power and the authority over the Capitol Police, a Speaker of the House, and why she chose not to bring in the National Guard, as everybody requested, knowing that we just came off the summer of riots, knowing that big crowds were going to be in town marching to the Capitol. Well, that would give us information on how we could prevent this type of thing from ever happening again, because we've got to protect our institutions and we've got to protect every elected official. I said that on January 6th, for crying out loud. Congressional Republicans also need to hold their own hearings on the Democrats' 2020 summer of riots. You know, they staged mock impeachment hearings in 2006 to take Bush down over the Iraq war while Republicans controlled the House. Well, I think it's pretty sickening to watch the way the Cheney Pelosi January 6th riot charade with a predetermined outcome is dominating every headline every day. I'd love to, now that Liz Cheney's all in favor of releasing private text messages, I want her to release hers. I want her emails. I want her phone records. I want to know, you know, did they offer Donald Trump anything in exchange for Scooter Libby's pardon? I have a lot of questions that we can ask. A lot of information can be gleaned from her phone and her email and her phone records. Anyway, you know, are we going to investigate Kamala Harris? You might remember she went on Stephen Colbert's show saying this is a movement. I'm telling you, they're not going to stop. This is during the rioting. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November. They're not going to stop after Election Day. And everyone should take note of that on both levels. They're not going to let up, and they should not, and we should not. So if we have riots that deserve congressional attention, and we got a vice president supporting a bail fund for rioters, I would think that that would warrant a Liz Cheney-led commission and committee. Apparently, that's not forthcoming. Now, maybe other Republicans can do it without Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's approval. It would not be, by the way, you know, something that has not been done before. Republicans can just do what the late Democrat John Conyers did in 2005 when Republicans controlled the House and the Congress. Conyers held his own mock impeachment hearings on President Bush's so-called illegal conduct, and Conyers' hearings were actually covered by ABC News, fake news CNN, C-SPAN, carrying every single second of the mock Bush impeachment hearings. I love how Liz Cheney now is partnered with the very people that called her father a war criminal, a murderer, and a crook. Or Liz Cheney might just go work for Halliburton or some big company and get paid millions of dollars and probably do very little work. Just a guess. I have no idea what she's going to do. If you go back in time, the Daily Kos gave the Conyers mock impeachment hearings wall-to-wall coverage. You know, committing fraud against the U.S., false statements to Congress, violating war powers resolution, misuse of government funds, ignoring federal laws, international treaties, prohibiting torture, cruel, inhumane, degrading treatment, ignoring federal laws, regulations concerning leaking and other misuse of intelligence. All right, if it comes to fighting back against the Democrats and their sham predetermined outcome January 6th fiasco, you know, maybe Republicans, they should do their own investigation. Is the compromised, corrupt, congenital liar, that's a frequent guest on MSDNC and The View and fake news CNN, is anyone going to call him out on his lies? By the way, Raw Story is reporting Loose Cannon Liz Cheney is showered with media attention. By the way, they'll go back to hating her very quickly, trust me. Anyway, she read a text from Donald Trump to Meadows and the White House chief of staff begging him to, from Ivanka, begging him to ask his father to call off the mob. Lindsey Graham said he didn't text with Mark Meadows on January 6th. Lindsey Graham doesn't text. I know that for a fact. You know, and that's why I've had to give up basically everything in large part. Nobody, you know, Linda, how bad has it gotten now?
Oh, it's completely out of control.
No. And why do people not believe me when I said I don't have an email? Why do people not believe me?
You never checked your email to begin with when you did have it.
No,
that
I did.
That was the first problem. No, you weren't that good. You were always behind. So it's actually good that you're done with it now.
Anyway, the House unanimously passed the bill to boost the national. Do you see what they're doing here? It's not hard to figure this out. This is the attempt to purge Trump from the party. And then the next step for Liz Cheney, if she doesn't go make millions for little work at some place like Halliburton, like her daddy, the next thing is going to be, oh, I'm going to partner with the Lincoln Project and I'll run for president and see if we can bleed away enough votes to prevent Donald Trump from being president ever again. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Breaking news straight from the source. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number. Anyway, look, I love this time of year. It's a great excuse. You decorate your house. It looks great. Why stop at just seasonal decor? Now, if you haven't tried our friends at Blinds.com, now is the time to get new window treatments. No store beats their prices, and now they're cutting prices further with an additional 35% off site-wide. You update your window treatments. It's a small home improvement that has a massive impact. It's simple, simple, easy, easy, and they take care of everything from start to finish. That's why they are at Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world. Over 40,000 five-star reviews. Whether you do it yourself or you let them handle the install start to finish, you'll also get free professional design consultation. And they can help you pick out the perfect blind shade shutters that you want. Anyway, just go to Blinds.com. No store beats their prices, and you get an additional 35% off now, right now, site-wide at blinds.com. All right, I just mentioned the Fed is accelerating their move to increase interest rates and tighten monetary policy. If you haven't refinanced, I'm telling you, now's the time. AmericanFinancing.net. Retail sales have taken an unexpected hit because inflation is now hitting Christmas shoppers in the wallet. When you're paying more for gas, you know, $1.50 more a gallon, and you're going to pay another extra $500 to $1,000 to heat your home or cool your home in the summer, guess what? You don't have as much money, disposable income, for Christmas presents. Anyway, retail sales, start of the holiday season, weaker than expected increase. And according to the Commerce Department, missing the 0.8% estimate that economists have thought. It's not surprising anybody. All of this is predictable. You have a new analysis showing that the Biden inflation pay cut is hammering family budgets. This was on FoxNews.com. Inflation, now a 39-year high, is costing millions of Americans an additional $3,500 in expenses this year, according to a new analysis. The findings from the Penn Wharton Budget Model, nonpartisan group, University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, shows that most U.S. households will need to allocate at least 6% more of their budget in order to sustain last year's spending level on goods and services. Now, that figure is even higher for low-income Americans who need to increase their spending by at least 7%. That's just for that's for the basics. That's to keep up, not the extras. Now, that could be mean based on 2020 spending data. The bottom 20% of income earners saw their consumption expenditure increase by 6.8%. That's a lot of money. That's thousands of dollars per household. The top 5% saw a 6.1% increase. That's nearly $8,000 per household. Middle income earners, they saw a large increase in expenses also. And nearly, what, $4,400. And since higher income groups had bigger increase in expenditures in all categories, they also saw a bigger increase in their total expenditure. So who's getting hurt here the most? Lower income, middle income America. The people the Democrats claim to have a monopoly of compassion on. Again, all of this would be fixable. All right, make me president for 5 seconds. What would I do? Immediately, I'd start getting us immediately back to energy independence policies that we had. I would next, I would take on Russia and I'd crush their economy for their aggressive actions against Ukraine. Hannity, you're going to start a war. No, I'm not. I'm just going to take back our customers that Joe gave to Vladimir Putin in Russia, and we'll supply the energy needs of our Western European allies instead of Putin. We're a more reliable partner. Next thing I would do is tell China, if they keep showing, you know, keep taking aggressive actions towards Taiwan, fine. We're just going to stop importing all of your crap because their economy is based on their exports. Russia's economy is based on their energy. It's not that hard to figure these things out. Then I'd secure our border. Then I'd get us back to energy independence. And instead of talking about raising taxes, I would lower them. Because now we have some of the, you know, we're going to end up, if Biden ends up with this dopey plan, and all indications are he's not going to, but if he did, at least not for this year, but if he did get Build Back Better, New Green Deal socialism, we'd be paying a higher tax rate than the communist Chinese. That's how dumb and bad this is. In other words, we would have this, well, we already have out of 35 industrialized nations, you know, the United States and Iceland have the highest inflation rates. You know, we're not quite up to Venezuela's record, but we're, you know, it's impacting and hurting every American. You know, amid drought, conflict, rocketing prices, inflation, global food prices can be approaching, you know, the top prices we've ever heard. We've had farmers call this program talking about fertilizer costs sky high, that we have to pay for that. 23 million people in Afghanistan, more than half the population, are expected to face potentially life-threatening food insecurity this winter. Madagascar is confronting its worst drought in 40 years. Around the world, it's worse. And now you got these idiots in blue states now starting their draconian shutdown measures over the Omicron variant, even though everything we're learning about the Omicron variant is telling us it may be more contagious. But cases are up and threads are down. I'm sorry, deaths are down. And that's the information that we're hearing from the medical community in South Africa. So hopefully that holds, meaning less people will die. Now, Jen Psaki, you know, tragedy of the treadmill Psaki, which I can't believe she said. We don't put trackers on people. That was her comments about the Americans abandoned in Afghanistan. Now she's blaming corporate greed and big meat companies for soaring food prices. It's not their fault that it costs more to get their products to the store. It's not their fault that grain and fertilizer and farmers, it's not their fault. This is your fault. You caused this. It's not corporate greed. And just like your corporate taxes, the corporations aren't going to pay those taxes. They're going to pass them on to the consumer. Psaki blames inflation, pushes it onto the meat conglomerates. They're taking advantage of the pandemic and gouging consumers. No, they're not. They want to sell it at the lowest price possible and get as many customers as possible. I told you a month ago, 2 months ago, that the, you know, getting a steak now is going to be a rarity for many people. Even Obama's economic policy guru, Lawrence Summers, who served as Secretary of the Treasury under Clinton and Director of National Economic Council under Obama, he's voicing his thoughts on this 39-year high of inflation as Americans see increases in every single thing that they buy, food, gas, cars, you name it. He says, I can't understand why so many in the administration cling to the idea that inflation is caused by bottlenecks and will soon recede to normal levels. There is uncertainty, but the idea that inflation will revert soon to levels anywhere near the Fed's target look like a long shot. He's not lying. He's not dumb. I actually saw this guy once at a golf course. I don't think he likes seeing me. Now we have around the country, menus at restaurants are shrinking because restaurants are struggling with skyrocketing prices and staff shortages. It's unbelievable. Biden vows to just raise taxes on the rich. But who's it killing? It's killing the poor, the middle class, and you know who else is getting hurt? The elderly on fixed incomes. Called in the New York Post the cruelest tax of all. Retirees watching their purchasing power of the money that they have in the bank shrink right before their eyes. I mean, it's not like they can go out and get another job. They're a little older now. They're not up to speed to be able to do that. There's a Christmas toy drive battle. But, you know, we should have listened to Pete Buttigieg and got our Christmas gifts before Halloween. The tragedy of the treadmill, as Jen Psaki calls it. Even have that idiot Brett Stevens over at the New York Times imploring Biden not to seek re-election. You know, he's trying to make himself relevant. Nancy Pelosi declaring, get this, Joe Biden is the perfect president. Can you believe she said that? She spoke at an event, explained how Biden's the perfect president to handle the challenging times facing our country. Our country could not be better served than with the most experienced and capable hands than yours, President Biden. He's just perfect. The timing couldn't be better. Pah, puke. White House releases a pre-recorded and edited presidential address. Did you see that, Linda?
Oh, yeah.
They took the unusual step of recording and then editing an address from Biden on Tuesday and then released it to the public. You know what that means? They don't have any faith in his ability to do it live.
He took notes on a late night talk show.
Yeah. By the way,
it's ridiculous.
This show is live. There's not a I have no idea what's coming out of my mouth next. You know, hopefully it's something that's valuable to you. You know, TV, half my monologue scripted, the other half is extemporaneous. This guy can't put together two sentences. That's the problem. Biden administration, California lawmakers move to eliminate racist highways. All right. Can we move to get rid of inflation, drive down the cost of energy? Can you do something to stop kissing Putin's ass and stand up to hostile regimes that are running rampant all over the world? Biden's eco-terror-linked Bureau of Land Management director moves senior leadership back to the Washington swamp. Tracy Manning, the one, you know, remember the spiking of trees that we had talked about? The Biden administration declines to extend student loans pause. And apparently Pete Buttigieg's husband is furious about it. Commerce Secretary's husband is a top executive at a firm funded by the Chinese government. You can't make that up either. I don't even know where to stand here. The only good news that I can give you is, you know, Manchin has said on this Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism, they've not come to an agreement. Schumer's likely to push the vote on Build Back Better to next year, which is great because, you know, that threatens my vacation, which is supposed to begin tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. And how many Christmases have we had to come back for something? Anyway, he doesn't have any have the votes, and Manchin remains noncommittal. Manchin on if the Senate can vote on social spending bills before Christmas. Well, we haven't gotten anything back from the parliamentarian. Rod Wyden brought that up yesterday. But the reports now that are out are pretty clear that this phone call that took place between Manchin and Biden, they agreed on next to nothing, and they're locked in a disagreement over how long the programs and Build Back Better should be funded. In other words, Lindsey Graham did a very effective job, according to Axios, of pointing out to Joe Manchin that he was right in his observation that the score was incorrect and that this is all inflationary. You know, Americans' inflation expectations hit a new high, by the way, as soaring prices eroding paychecks. So I don't think they're going to get it done. Anyway, Elon Musk branded Elizabeth Warren Senator Karen. Did you see that?
I got to say, I'm kind of feeling Elon Musk these days. He's getting a little spicy out there. I like it.
No, I like him. I tried to get him for an interview. I think he thinks it'll be political. I wrote him and I said, I don't want it to be political. If you watch the series, I think it's the History Channel, one of those channels, maybe Nat Geo, you know, the men that built America. He's like one of those modern day guys like Ford and Carnegie and Rockefeller, all these people. Yeah. I mean, they built the country.
He's doing geniuses. Amazing things for sure.
He's doing amazing things. Thinks I don't get him going on Joe Rogan smoking weed. That kind of freaked me out a little bit because I'm so anti-drug.
I don't really care about that. I mean, you were against drugs, but I think at the end of the day, a lot of people see weed, they compare it to alcohol. We don't agree with that here, but No, you know, it's not my thing.
I worry about it being available for kids. I do believe it's a gateway drug. And I'll be honest, anyone that I know that smokes that crap regularly, they're usually a cognitive mess. You know, with little I find they have little motivation. And I just, I don't
well,
want
yeah, they're hungry and sleepy.
Yeah, but meanwhile, I'll take a Tito's with, you know, something
sweet. Tito's and tonic.
No, not tonic. Tonic is disgusting.
It is not disgusting. It's my favorite.
Disgusting. I know. And you should take tonic because it's good for you. And I don't even start with your crazy,
you know, my lecture.
lecture on tonic. I don't want to hear it. I really, you know, there's some things Linda says that if it was ever said publicly and she were the host, she would never survive.
First of all, you don't know.
That's true.
Maybe some people would like some of my, you know, interesting brews and ideas about home remedies and, you know.
Just look at that green crap in front of you and that orange crap in front of you that you suck down every day.
I'm going to live forever.
And meanwhile, I offer to buy you sushi, a sandwich, a salad, chicken, steak. I'll get anything you want. And you get this disgusting puke green drink and disgusting
I'm going to live for a very long time and irritate you forever.
Take your happy pills.
Merry Christmas.
CBD.
John Hannity.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.